Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town.
Friday morning. How we doing? 202. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. I got you for 3 hours as we take you to 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. 888-808-1019. We got Fleegs on the other side. And we have made it to a Friday morning as we get ready for a big weekend. We'll get to the World Series coming up. We got Nick news. Hopefully we'll have some guys back from injury and they can begin coming back from this dreadful four games that we can't get over. But we got to start with the New York Giants as they play a big game. Yes, at 2-6. Normally, the great nature of having a franchise quarterback, the benefits of having a rookie franchise quarterback, normally, it's Halloween. Oh, happy Halloween. I forgot that. Happy Halloween. I know a certain someone, his name is Hot Rod, he wants to dress like me for Halloween. It's easy. Hoodies, glasses, and what did Marash say? A picture of Brian Cashman. Just walk around with him. It's good. That's if you're watching the live stream on YouTube. You could chat there. But yeah, on Halloween, normally 2-6 over the last handful of years, which is about as good as the Giants get. Eight games through the year, we're typically not that invested in the game. It typically doesn't matter, and I'm sitting here doing the conversation that nobody likes and everybody hates me for, the tanking and they're better off losing and all that. Not now, not today, not this weekend against the San Francisco 49ers. This game is important for many reasons because I have sat here all week long, and I have talked about the coach. And I've talked about his relationship with the quarterback and Brian Daboll. And obviously, I want him back at this point. I still want the growth with the young quarterback. We can get to that. I've done it a ton. We all know how I feel about it. But as much as I say that, and as important as the relationship between the young quarterback is, it is not lost on me that games need to be won. Games still do need to be won. Nobody hears that when I say it, but I acknowledge they can't lose forever. They can't lose the rest of the year, no matter how Jackson Dart plays. At some point, they're going to have to win football games. They've played well enough to win some football games. He's been here for 5 games, and they've won 2 of those 5. 2 rather impressive games against very good head coaches, against very good teams. They've also lost 3. turn the ball over against a lousy team, heartbreaking fashion in the fourth quarter against a very good team on the road. And then, of course, last week, just getting beat by the Eagles. And yeah, all the penalties and all the different, bad calls from the ref and the fumble on the tush push and everything else that led to it. But they pretty much got beat by the defending Super Bowl champs. And when you look at this game, you look at this game specifically, it is a big game for the Giants and the coach. First off, it's a winnable football game. Right? When we were doing it at the beginning of the year and the schedule's so impossible, you figure the 49ers, well, that's a loss. And hopefully it's not, very well maybe, but this is a winnable game. This is a defense that has lost a ton of guys. They got beat up last week by a Houston team that hasn't been very good offensively and was down wide receivers. Their pass rush is hurt with Bosa. Fred Warner is their defensive heart, play caller, leader. Without him, they're just not the same. This defense has had a real tough time getting a pass rush. This Giant team, despite not having any weapons, and we'll get to the Jalen Hyatt stuff as well. Despite not having any weapons, despite losing Scadaboo, Tracy is a good running back. He is more than serviceable. Last year, there was a lot of enthusiasm for the way he played last year. And there was high hopes for him coming into this year, and then they draft Scadaboo in the fourth round, and he became, along with the injury to Tracy, really emerged as the, and especially his relationship with Jackson Dart, became the guy. But Tracy can run the football. This is an opportunity to go play well and win a football game, and this coach needs it. And there's a lot of talk around him, obviously, losing these last two games, a lot of talk about his decision to keep the defensive coordinator, a lot of talk about whether or not his job relies on winning football games or developing the quarterback, and tomorrow, or Sunday rather, is an opportunity to do both. It's an opportunity to do both. He's going up against a backup quarterback defensively, backup quarterback that he knows well, that he coached in Alabama. This is an opportunity for the defense. It's a big game for Dexter Lawrence, obviously, with all the noise surrounding him during the week and the message from Carl Banks and defending it in the way he did and kind of brushing it aside and calling it, delusional. It's not delusional. He has not played well. He has not been the same guy. Our team still respect him. Is he still getting double teams? I don't really care. I really don't care whether or not everything that Carl Banks said, to the word was precisely accurate or not. What I care about is that it's obvious that their best defensive player has not been their best defensive player, and he needs to be. And it's a defense that, yes, is still probably going to be missing a Debo. It sounds like Flott isn't practicing. You might miss him as well. That defensive backfield is banged up, and it doesn't have great depth. They are going to need that front four. They are going to need those guys to wreak havoc in this game. They are going to have to stop the run against a very good running back, and they're going to have to go get after a lousy backup quarterback in Mac Jones. But to me, it's about this offense, and it's about this coach and this quarterback. Because I can tell you till I'm blue in the face that they're working well together. And I think that's obvious. He just won Rookie of the Month or whatever, and he's doing it with no one. He's doing it without neighbors. Bellinger is tight end. He's not practicing either. Might be without him. He's now doing it without Scadaboo. And it's up to this coach and this quarterback to go out there and perform. And find a way to win the football game. This is a winnable game at home where they haven't lost yet. I could argue the Chargers are a better team. I could argue the Eagles are a better team than the 49ers. Certainly right now with the injuries they had to the defense. They won against both of those teams at home. This is a game that is winnable. And right now, considering they blew a winnable game with a 19-point lead in the fourth quarter, despite they blew a winnable game against the New Orleans Saints, where they were up 14-3 at one point and had five consecutive turnovers, the losing winnable games needs to stop. It does need to stop. And when you look at this matchup, They have every opportunity to go out there and play the game. And we're hearing everyone add the 49ers to the list. Add the head coach. Add the defensive coordinator. To guys who have gushed about Jackson Dart. Gushed about Jackson Dart and how well he's playing. And how he, you know, he's able to see the field. Elite eyes. Incredible talent. Making plays off script. This is a game that the coach needs to find a way to scheme up against a very good defensive coordinator in Saleh. A banged up defense that they absolutely can go take advantage of. But figure out a way to get these guys open. You get adding Ray McCloud. Like, these are the guys that they're going to have to find a way to win with, but they can. And this is the kind of game that the coach is going to be judged by, right? Moving forward, I think a lot of this, and it's important to make the decision on the head coach. And it's important for the future, because you can give me all this crap, and I've heard it since I've been, you know, making this point about keeping the coach. Oh, it's, you know, it, we've seen it before. You know, we've seen it this year. Drake May lost his coach last year, and look at him this year. Like, that's the same thing. Like, Mayo is an offensive head coach who banged the drum to draft him. Mayo's a defensive coordinator who wasn't ready to be head coach. They brought in one of the better head coaches, proven head coaches, in the NFL over the last decade, and one of the best offensive coordinators at McDaniels that we have seen in the last 20 years. Has not worked out as a head coach, but we know how good that offensive coordinator is. You want to go find next year a proven head coach? You think John Harbaugh is going to shake free? Look at the way they just played last night with Lamar Jackson back. They're going to get into the playoff mix. There's no doubt. They're probably going to the playoffs. The Baltimore Orioles. Baltimore Ravens. I wouldn't be so quick to assume he's being, you know, jettisoned from Baltimore or Mike Tomlin or whomever. Okay, I'm open to that kind of proven thing with a great offensive coordinator. That's what Mayo got. I mean, that's what Drake May got. Like, the idea that, oh, well, it worked with Drake May. Completely different situations. The quarterback-coach relationship is important, whether you want to believe it or not. And this is one of those games that you can start to define. Like, the rest of the season now is going to define whether or not that relationship is working, whether or not that relationship is working well enough to keep, and whether or not he's able to win games and justify to anyone inside the organization, because they might not think like I do. I don't know how John Mara views it. We heard him talk at the end of the year that, you know, he better be in a better mood. I don't know exactly what that means. He didn't put a playoff mandate or a win mandate. I better be in a better mood. And we all assume that meant winning football games. And at 2-6 today on Halloween, typically the season's over. It's not, because finding out who Jackson Dart is and whether or not this coach needs to be by his side moving forward next year is on the table for the next 10 games. And this is one at home against a banged-up 49er team that struggled against a lousy passing attack and offense really completely in the Texans. This is an opportunity for this coach, this quarterback, to go out there and have a scheme. And I'll tell you this, if they do it, because I think they have a really good chance to win this football game. These are the games they go win and they go prove it. If they go against this team, find a way to scheme it up and do it without any wide receivers after losing Scadaboo with a defense that's banged up in the defensive backfield, if they go find a way to win this football game, it is going to start adding up in the favor of this coach.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
That's what you're looking for. And I like the matchup. I do. I think they've got a really good opportunity to win this football game. And it's a big one. And Brian Daboll can't afford to lose it. Brian Daboll can't afford to look bad. Things can't break down because Scatterboo's lost. Can't break down because no one's going to feel sorry for the Giants. No one cares that they're down two defensive backfield players and their defensive backfield depth sucks. They're going to have to find a way against the 49er team that they are right there with. I'm sorry, they are. Especially now with all the injuries they have, no Bosa, no Fred Warner. No, you know, backup quarterback. This is a game to go win because I can scream till I'm blue in the face that the New York Giants should keep the coach and that the relationship's important. But at the end of the day, that he does have to show an ability to win some football games. He does. And this is a winnable game. And I expect him, again, I talk about it a lot, I want the trajectory to still be there. I want to leave this 49er game, as well as every game the rest of this year, feeling like the team is going in that upward trajectory, where he keeps getting better, things keep pointing in the right direction. And that's hard to do, even if the quarterback's playing well, if there aren't wins sprinkled in. And this is a home game. This is a 49er team now playing back-to-back road games across the country, down their quarterback, down their defensive heart, down their best edge rusher, going up against the quarterback who's going to give them problems with his mobility. I expect the, you know, RPOs and the Jackson Dart run attack to be a major part of the game plan. Considering there's not a lot of wide receiver talent to throw to. But this is a game plan that this coach needs to come up with. This is a football game the New York Giants need to go win. There's no doubt about it. And they're capable of it. And if this coach wants to continue on, and if he wants to have more than just me in his camp, he's going to have to go win some football games. And this is a winnable football game against the San Francisco 49er team that's banged up, coming across the country, back-to-back road games, against a quarterback who right now is playing at an extremely high level, who presents problems for them, and who right now is justifying hope in this franchise. But the hope will fade if the losses continue. Bring me a win. Bring me hope. Bring me less people screaming for your job, Brian Daboll. This is a big win for the New York Giants. 888-808-1019. So we'll open with the Giants. We'll get to Jalen Hyatt and his trade request and just really why that entire situation is so bizarre. That I just, from the minute he was drafted, it's felt like something's wrong. And right now, it is very odd what's going on with that situation. So we'll get to that. We'll get to more on the Dexter Lawrence situation. We'll get to the baseball as well as tonight. We will watch Game 6 of the World Series in Toronto as the Blue Jays, those pesky Blue Jays who now suddenly everybody wants to emulate. And we'll get to that too because I talked about it last night. The Blue Jays are playing extremely well. The Blue Jays are playing their game. They're also hitting a ton of home runs. They're hitting more home runs than everybody. They're hitting home runs. Yes, they're grinding. They're hitting home runs. They also have every player in their lineup outplaying their regular season numbers. They are on a, I know people don't like to hear this, they're on a magical ride. Yes, it started in early April or early May, really, because they didn't get out the gate as well. But it's been one hell of a magical ride. But to look to them as everything you need to win a championship, or now they're going to be the next dominant team in Major League Baseball. They're one win away from one of the more impressive World Series championships in a long, long time. Let that be enough before we start crowning them the exact way you need to handle a team, the exact way you go about winning championships, and the exact way you build a dynasty. Because we said that about the Los Angeles Dodgers 2 days ago. 2 days ago, we were saying that exact same thing about the Los Angeles Dodgers. Now they've lost back-to-back games to the Blue Jays, and suddenly the Blue Jays are everything you need to be a champion. Certainly working out for them this year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Have something to say? Dial us 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
All right, 224. McMonagle here with you on the Fan. 888-808-1019. Interacting with the chat right now, some Paul McCartney fans. They're playing to my vanity. They know exactly how to get me going. So maybe we'll accommodate the chat and play a Paul McCartney song coming back from break. I'll sing a little bit. 888-808-1019. That's what we do here in the overnight. So we'll have the picks in 3 o'clock hour. Last night we saw Lamar Jackson return as they took down the Dolphins 28-6. He threw, what, 4 touchdown passes, looked really good. Incorporated the tight ends. They got Likely back. The defense, you know, early on Miami was kind of, you know, moving the ball, and then they kind of broke and had turnovers. And the defense looked better for the Ravens, obviously held them to 6 points, but, you know, the Dolphins can't get out of their own way. A terrible end of the first half. You know, clock management, play management, just a disaster. But
you see, at 3-5, the Ravens are on FanDuel -145 to win the division.
How about that? We were talking about that 2 weeks ago. You nailed that. The big win was last week without Lamar. They needed that win. But now
I bet it when we thought Lamar was coming back for that game.
Yeah.
Then when we heard he was not going to play, I was furious.
Yeah.
And then they won. Like, okay, that bet still.
No, I know. I was
riding that for the next 9 weeks.
We had both picked it in our pick segment, and I was thinking, I'm like, this is, we're gonna have to do something. That's not right. But they ended up covering anyway. And now, I mean, yeah. I mean, the way the Pittsburgh Steelers are playing, obviously still no Joe Burrow. It sounds like Flacco's banged up too for the Bengals. He might not play. So they have every opportunity to go win that division with Lamar Jackson. You could just feel it coming.
The Steelers have to beat the best quarterback ever on Sunday.
Yeah, the Steelers have to beat the best quarterback ever on Sunday. We'll get into the games as well. There's obviously the next version of Bills Chiefs should be a good one. Chiefs kind of getting back on track. Rice back the last couple weeks has been immediately incorporated into the offense and playing well. So that should be interesting. It's one of those, a lot of favorites. I think the favorites were 11-2 last week against the spread or something like that. It's kind of been a stretch there with these big numbers. A lot of big numbers have covered over the last couple weeks. Got more this week. We'll get to the picks in a little bit. But again, this Giant team, and I was talking about Jalen Hyatt, and the Jalen Hyatt thing, like obviously right now, a couple things, you know, kind of jumped out this week, right? Trade discussions with Thibodeau and for the Jets, Breece Hall. But the Thibodeau trade things, and a lot of this, like just a lot of guys who need to prove themselves. Think about like this game in particular, guys you're looking to see certain things from, right? It always starts with the quarterback right now, Jackson Dart trying to develop. You want to see something from him. Obviously the head coach, obviously the defensive coordinator. You could even argue Tracy without Scadaboo, if he can show up and still be that running back everybody had high hopes for last year and had a really good rookie year. Dexter Lawrence, you know, Baker, I don't even know if that's even still a question. He's been so bad. But, like, there's a lot of guys going into this game who are looking to prove themselves. And I would think that Jalen Hyatt would be one of them. And that's why I don't get it. Like, I really don't get it. This kid was the most productive, like, was as productive as you can be in college his senior year before he was drafted. Now, we knew he was limited and he was a third-round pick, not a first-round pick, but he had really good numbers, a lot of production in college. And you knew he was fast, and you knew he could take the top off the defense, but you worried about, you know, inside the offense and what routes he could run and the same stuff we've heard about him this entire time. It has felt like, I know he hasn't played well. And that's what is the conundrum for me on this whole thing. Because Brian Daboll's fighting for his life right now. Like, Brian Daboll is literally coaching to save his job. How the quarterback plays, how many games they win, will dictate whether or not he's back as head coach of the New York Giants next year. They need all the help they can get. They're going out and getting Ray McCloud to see if he can bring a spark and a little bit of something to this offense. And they have a third-round pick who at the beginning of the year during training camp, and I know we hear all the time about, you know, the best shape of your life. We hear that argument all the time. Everyone shows up to camp, spring training, you know, best shape of your life. I remember Paul Dottino going on and on one of the Giant shows here on The Fan about the incredible shape that Jalin Hyatt is in. He put on 15 pounds of muscle. He's still running just as fast. And there was talk that he looked good in camp. And yet, right now, this is a third-round draft pick. A third-round draft pick. The GM also has something to prove, by the way. And so his third-round draft pick in a week and in a stretch here since losing Neighbors where they have no one, they're moving up Ray McCloud from the practice squad. They moved up Little Jordan Humphreys from the practice squad. And their third-round draft pick can't see the field. And now he wants a trade and, like, It's felt like, for whatever reason, he's been in the doghouse. Like, for whatever reason, it's felt like it wasn't a mix. Maybe it was a GM and a front office who drafted a player the coaching staff didn't like. Or maybe, you know, the way he practices or the hustle he shows or the attitude he's expressed or whatever the case. I don't know. But there's been a little bit of a feeling like he's probably in the coach's doghouse. And that's fine, and I'm not saying that that narrative doesn't have some merit to it, but here's my only question. The coach is fighting for his life right now. The coach doesn't have an opportunity to have a doghouse. Like, he's got to put the best players out there. And so I have a hard time believing that if he felt Jalin Hyatt was someone who could really help this team by playing him, that he wouldn't do it. So I don't know what's going on, but Jalin Hyatt, it feels like to me right now that he's got no one to blame but himself. Maybe early on there was some sort of, you know, doghouse thing, or him and the coach just didn't mesh or whatever the case may be, and maybe he didn't get a completely fair shot, or we're not seeing him because of more than just his inability to run other routes or whatever the case may be. But right now in particular, after losing Neighbors, he can't make an impact on this team. The coach isn't playing him to the point he's like, something's up. Something is up with that situation. I don't know what it is, but I tend to just think he's not very good. Like, I tend to think right now that this coaching staff doesn't believe he can help the team, because I can't imagine them willfully keeping someone on the sidelines who could help the team. They're clutching at straws. They're doing everything they can to bring a weapon in here. They're out there big game hunting, according to the report a couple weeks ago from Connor Hughes. Now they're bringing in Ray McCloud. Like, they have a third-round draft pick who was a very productive player in college, who is, you know, a fast wide receiver who could take the top off of defense. And he's a scratch last week. Like, something is weird with that situation. Something is going on. Because Brian Daboll is fighting for his life. There's no doubt about it. These games are important. This is everything. And what I will say is what, you know, people Because I got a lot of calls through the course of the week about, well, it's the same. It's the same thing if every week. It's the same thing every year. It's the same thing with Brian Daboll, same thing. I don't know. You don't feel different on this Friday Halloween heading into the game on Sunday at 2-6. You don't feel different than you did last year at 2-6? It feels completely different to me. It feels completely different. And not just because the quarterback, I want to watch him, but because of the success that the quarterback has had, because of how the offense has looked, because of the way they've played the game. Even at 2-6, I don't really care about the first three games. These last five, even in the three losses, outside of, you know, being careless with the football against New Orleans, like, they've dominated. They soundly beat the Chargers. They dominated Philadelphia. They dominated the Broncos for three quarters. And they were on their way to kicking the crap out of the Saints until they started giving the ball to them. I feel completely different about this team. This is not a typical 2-6, and I'm not worried about tanking, and I'm not worried about anything else but trying to win and build a winning culture and get this quarterback playing his best football. That's all I care about. And, you know, there are, when I mentioned guys who need to prove something, let's also throw in the young third overall pick. You know, Carter needs to start making more of an impact. I've said this a bunch. I think that he's playing better than what people will tell you or what the numbers tell you. But that doesn't change the fact that he's not been the impact player. Like, this is a game, an opportunity against a, you know, pretty much immobile Mac Jones. Go get after this kid. That should be the game plan, especially because, yeah, Holland sounds like he's coming back. But Adebo hasn't practiced. Flott hasn't practiced. This defensive backfield scares the hell out of me. Scares the hell out of me. And, you know, I know their weapons are limited as well, but, like, I would be nervous about giving Mac Jones time to throw the football. To me, the two biggest elements are obviously Jackson Dart on offense. And on defense, the biggest element is you have to get after this quarterback, because right now the defensive backs stink. That's going to be the problem. And I don't trust this defensive coordinator, and I don't trust this defensive backfield. They're going to have to win at the point of attack. They're going to have to win at the point of attack. And Dexter Lawrence, and I'm curious to see how Dexter Lawrence plays. Because you know what? I was thinking about this. I don't know if his opponents disrespect him or don't have the same level of respect for him that they did last year. You know, everyone on social media has been putting out clips of highlights in the game and showing double teams or showing, you know, Dexter Lawrence actually winning when he wasn't double teamed. And, you know, everyone trying to either defend him or, you know, prove that Carl Banks was right or whatever. And there's been a lot of tape put out there of Dexter Lawrence. I will say this. I don't know if other teams view him differently. I don't know if other teams have lack of respect for him. I would venture to say that he's probably being double-teamed at a similar rate. But I can tell you this. I think Giant fans are looking at him differently. I think Giant fans are looking at him differently. I don't think many Giant fans saw that video from Carl Banks and heard what Carl Banks had to say and thought it was delusional, as Dexter Lawrence called it. Again, I talked about this last night. It's unfortunate that Carl Banks used that wordage of saying other teams don't respect you, because I think it was probably like just a line, just one line too far. And it became an easy thing to dismiss, because you could look at how many double teams he's had, and he's had similar amount of double teams. Like, that line was easy to dismiss. That's the line that made headlines. That's the one that's most personal. That's the one that felt like the scathing attack against Dexter Lawrence. And so Dexter Lawrence can say, that's nonsense. They are double-teaming me. Just go look at the film. He's delusional. He doesn't know what he's talking about. I don't care that he feels that way. It's not the truth. And nobody focused on the other part of it because everyone was focused on that. And Dexter Lawrence didn't have to ask questions about, you know, his production necessarily. He just said, well, the comments are ridiculous. But I don't think many Giant fans feel like it's ridiculous. Because we have gotten used to Sexy Dexy. We have gotten used to the idea that the New York Giants might not have a lot. They might not have a lot. Over the last couple of years, they might not have a head coach they respect or like. They might not have an offensive line that's worth a damn. They might not have anybody besides, you know, neighbors with any skill at the or any talent at the skill position. They might not have any linebackers, which have been a calling card of the franchise when they're at their best. They might not have a lot of things. But they had one of, if not the best, nose tackle and defensive lineman in the sport. They might not have a lot. He was injured the last couple of years, but they have one of the better left tackles in the game. Like, those are two things to cling to. And right now, Andrew Thomas is answering that. Andrew Thomas is one of the best left tackles in the game. Andrew Thomas has stepped in, ready to go. He waited the extra couple weeks, made sure he was right, and from the minute he's been in there, he's been excellent. And then there's Dexter Lawrence recovering from an injury. Reports today that he was practicing without the elbow brace for the first time all year. And he has not been that same guy. He has not been the guy who makes life very difficult for quarterbacks and his rush up the middle. He has not been the guy who's helped stuff the run. He's not been the great Sexy Dexy that we have grown accustomed to over the last handful of years. And if the Giants want to do things, like he talked about, all he's out there is to help this Giant team win football games, that's what he's got to go do. He doesn't have to answer Carl Banks. He doesn't have to answer anyone at WFAN or anybody in the media or beat writers or columnists or anybody else. He has to answer his teammates, and he has to answer the question of, can he help win football games? And right now, he hasn't. And there's only a couple of guys on the team that we feel have a real huge, just them and them alone, have an impact on whether or not they win football games. Neighbors, he's out for the rest of the year. Andrew Thomas, playing great. Dexter Lawrence, having his worst season since his rookie year, and might even be worse than that. And then, of course, Jackson Dart, who has taken the league by storm. That's it. Those are the guys who directly impact whether or not the Giants have an opportunity to win or lose. The rest of it is scheme. The rest of it is the group of the defensive backs. The rest of it is the group of the linebackers. The rest of it is the rest of the offensive line combined. The rest of it is, can the coach scheme something up? The defensive coordinator. There's like four guys on this team that are talented enough where you can say they have a direct impact on their own. I should probably throw Burns in there with his 9 sacks and the way he's been playing. They've all got to answer the bell if this team is going to dig out of a 6-2 hole, a 2-6 hole, and try and prove that this coach is worthy of keeping and that this team can figure out how to win football games. And, you know, I haven't even mentioned Thibodeau yet because, I mean, he's another guy, something to prove. Trade talks have surfaced around him. I don't think they're looking to do it. The reports are that they aren't interested in doing it. And I think it makes sense. You don't build a great pass rushing unit only to get rid of it for what? What are you getting for? The idea is to go out there and rush the passer as well as any team in the league. Haven't done that yet. And mainly that's because, yeah, Carter has not been what we thought he would be immediately, although there's promise there, and you hope he can get there. Yeah, early on, you could say Thibodeau was probably playing the best football of his career, but still wasn't making the impact. Burns was making the impact, and Dexter Lawrence is making an impact as well in the negative. He's not been the same guy. That needs to change. So you go into this game, coach, quarterback, Dexter Lawrence, Thibodeau as the other edge rusher, Carter, the rookie, looking to really impact the way Jackson Dart has. Tracy's trying to step up and take the production of Cam Scataboo. A defensive backfield down, multiple guys. A coordinator who every fan wants fired yesterday. a kicker if he can stay healthy. Like, there, I mean, this game has a lot of narratives about who's worthy and who's not worthy of being associated with the New York Giants. This would be a huge win to just calm the storm around this team and go about trying to develop and be a competitive football team at the same time. Because right now, off of the last 2 weeks, there's the entire conversation around this team and the heartbeat from the fan base is, you know, the Wolves are at the door, man. Nobody wants to hear anything about this team. It's amazing to me. I've talked about this. I am shocked. I know there's, you know, anger towards the coach. Fine. Just in general, I am shocked that the entire Giant fan base seems to be furious right now. Fed up. And I know there's a lot of losing. I get it. But I am shocked that I'm sure with one side, you know, on one side, if I ask them about Jackson Dart, they would rant and rave, oh, it's wonderful. I love Jackson Dart. He's been great. I think we found our guy. And on the other hand, well, how do you feel about the Giants in total? Screw them. Like, I don't get. I don't get what this quarterback is showing us and the hope that it should be instilling in the fan base. And instead, it feels like, yeah, that's great and all, but I hate them. I don't know why. I don't know why we're not more like, yes, they have their answer. This is what we needed. We have the franchise quarterback. Let's go. Instead, it's like, yeah, no, he's good. Great. Jackson, great. They're all great. Fire everyone! I don't get it. And hopefully, a win against the San Francisco 49ers can and will change that narrative. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on the fan. Quick break. We'll come back. Continue to take your phone calls. We got you until 5 o'clock for the warm-up show. We'll do picks. We'll get into a Ranger victory as I'm wearing my freshly, newly acquired Rangers hoodie. JT Miller with the game winner in overtime for back-to-back wins, back-to-back road wins for your New York Rangers. Hopefully that can calm the seas of a fan base that's, I mean, a lot of anger. You know, now that I think about it, a lot of anger. Right? We all know the Jets, and they're probably more worthy of it than anybody else. But the Jet fan is furious, rightfully so. The Giant fan, despite having a franchise quarterback, is furious. The Ranger fan is ready to declare the season dead, get rid of everybody, get rid of the GM, start from new. Who cares they won last night? This team sucks. The New York Knicks, four games in, they're not going to win a championship. They're not going to be the team we thought they were going to be. Brown sucks. Cat can't be the second best player on a team that goes to an NBA Finals. It's all a big freaking disaster. Trade for Giannis. A Yankee team, forget about it. We despise everything associated with them. I'm surprised we haven't, you know, asked them to change the uniform from pinstripes because they don't deserve them. Furious with this 94-win team. I guess maybe the Met fan isn't that furious despite that season. I don't know. See, you got the. I haven't heard a lot of vitriol just yet because I think everyone expects they're going to.
We heard it when they had the horrible collapse.
I understand that, but it hasn't translated into the offseason just yet.
Because the offseason hasn't started.
I know, but it hasn't started for the Yankees either. There's still furious. There's a real feel of anger around the fan base. I haven't got that sense of anger from the Met fan. Well, Fleegs, man, immediately gave me the look.
And
like,
you know, because I'm not one of them, but like, yeah, the Met fan, that they're out of their mind right now.
You think so? I think they're all expecting a big offseason because that's what this owner, I still think they believe in the owner. I still think they assume the owner's going to go out there and spend a lot of money. I think they're very optimistic they're going to trade for, like, that's the difference. Like, right now, the Yankees feel like they're spinning the Yankee fan feels like they're spinning their wheels with no hope. The Met fan's furious at last year, but they still believe in what Stearns and, more importantly, what this owner is capable of and that they expect him to go spend some money.
Wait until, you know, once the World Series is over, when we get to day one of you can actually make moves, the Pete Alonso calls are going to start to come in, and Edwin Diaz calls.
No, I know. Let's see if we'll have a little, just wager between me and you, not for anything, just to see who's right. Do you think those calls are going to be more negative that they're going to not sign him, or positive that, you know, they are going to sign him?
No, negative that they're not going to sign them.
All right. I don't know. I have a feeling the Met fan thinks the owners, it's locked that they're going to bring back Pete. You got Keith Hernandez talking about where you're going to get these 125 RBIs from. You know, obviously broke the record last year. I think I would say that a lot of Met fans think that Pete's coming back and that the owner won't allow it to happen. But we'll see. 888-808-1019. Let's squeeze in one call here. Justin in Philly. What's up, Justin?
Hey, what's up, Chris?
What's up, buddy? How are you?
I'm a big Giants fan, and I got to agree with everything you say about Brian Daboll and this football team.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, what we see now with Dart and this whole Dart era with him is it's as bad as the losses are with him. You know, you went into detail about, like, you know, the turnovers, this and that. It's like, but you got to look like for the good thing. You know, you got to look for the trees past the forest. Like, this team is coming up now.
Mm-hmm.
This team is actually starting to do some, like, real deal things, like,
yeah,
what we saw with Denver, what we saw with the Eagles the first time. It's like we finally have something good, positive to look forward to, and then the fans, they just want to dismantle it. They just want to dismantle everything that we've been working towards with Daboll and this whole regime.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I am surprised that more fans don't feel like you do, Justin. I am surprised more fans don't feel like, look, I know they've lost those first three games with Russell Wilson. He was terrible. I know they don't think the defensive coordinator is very good. I think we all feel that way. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
But besides that, like, I'm surprised the level of play that Jackson Dart has shown, the win against Philly, which, again, the night it happened, Giant fans were elated. Like, you know, and I know he's not the only one, but, like, Marash was crying. Like, it was one of the better wins we have seen in a long time. I couldn't believe they won that game in that manner. Like, that night was an incredible night. We're 2 weeks later, and I know that they got beat by the Eagles again. They lost to the Eagles on the road to the defending Super Bowl champs after they beat them 34-17. I mean, did you really think they were just going to dominate the Eagles in both games?
Like, seriously, when's the last time we split the Eagles and it actually mattered? Because last time we beat them, it's like, oh, like, we're going to rest our guys for the
they didn't even care. They were falling apart, and they didn't need the game to get into the postseason. And then they fell apart, and with, like, they got annihilated by Tampa Bay. And they were one of the worst teams down the last 4 or 5 weeks of the season. I'm with you. I am surprised that more Giant fans don't have a positive outlook. I really am. I'm surprised this quarterback and the way they've played and the two games they've won and how they took it to Denver, even in the loss. Because I know wins and losses are obviously what we play the game for. I'm not that fact isn't lost on me. But, like, were we expecting this team to compete for a championship? Like, we knew what this season was. We all, and Giant fans were negative going into the season, and I understood it. Like, I mean, we talked about some of the positivity. I was positive. Some people were positive. I thought they would be better. I liked some of the weapons that they had. I, you know, obviously Neighbors and Scataboo, and, like, I thought Wandell Robinson would have a bigger role, and he has at times in certain games. I expected the defensive front to be more impactful, so there was some positivity, some of an outlook, but we talked about the schedule. We knew what the over-under was. Like, the idea, I said the Giants were going to win the first two games of the year. I got call after call saying, what are you talking about? You're an idiot. And I was. But, like, now all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, we blew that game in Denver. All right. Like, did you think that they were going to go to the postseason or have a real big run? I know it's 2-6 and you want to win more games than like that. They still have 10 more. I am surprised with the way the quarterback has played and the level of play that this Giants team has given you, even in losses, hasn't made you more optimistic. Because the feeling I get from the fan base is, burn it all. Other than the quarterback, burn the whole thing down. Like, I hate everything. I hate everyone. I hate being a Giants fan. I'm embarrassed. This is enough is enough. When's enough going to be enough? I can't take this anymore. When, in actuality, they're going up. They're on the rise. I don't know how you can deny that. They're on the rise. They had a fourth quarter collapse. Last year, they wouldn't have had a prayer in hell to be up 19 points in the fourth quarter against a team like the Broncos. they're on the rise. And I'm surprised the fan base isn't so, you know, isn't seeing it more. And isn't at least pleasantly surprised with this team. It sounds like they're furious. I don't get it. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. We'll do picks next hour, and you know, at the end of the 3 o'clock hour. We'll have to do four outside of the locals. We'll do the Giants and four other picks, Fleegs and I. We'll get to baseball. We'll get to the Knicks a little bit as finally it feels like and sounds like that Mitch Robinson is going to play. And hopefully, you know, we'll see if that dynamic changes things where Mitch at the five and Cat at the four can kind of change his game a little bit, see him more on the perimeter, see the three-pointers fall a little bit more. You're going to have Deuce McBride back from the personal matter that he missed two games for. And hopefully, you know, the Knicks can find a way to win and calm the seas there because even Knicks fans are pissed off.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.